I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Our discussion may raise some questions in your mind, and if any of the issues in today's episode sound like something you'd like to discuss with me, at the end of the show, I'll let you know how you can connect with me. We'd really appreciate your helping others learn the tips that we share on Smashing the Plateau. Please share this episode with your colleagues and friends, and if you leave a review on iTunes, it will help new people find us. Most importantly, we want you and others like you to succeed in business and in life. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Jill Lublin. Jill is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, and referrals. She's the author of three best-selling books, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, Guerrilla Publicity, and Networking Magic. Her latest book, Prophet of Kindness, will be released in early 2017. Jill is a master strategist on how to position your business for more profitability and visibility in the marketplace. She is CEO of a strategic consulting firm with 20 years experience working with over 100,000 people, plus national and international media. Jill teaches publicity crash courses as both live events and live webinars. Jill, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on today.
Oh, I'm great. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you.
What does business plateau mean to you?
Well, you know, it could be a daily thing. It could be a yearly thing. It could be a monthly thing. But I think there's points that we reach in our business that have a plateau. And that is on multiple levels. To me, it's about my plateau for reaching prospects or my speaking career. Or, you know, when I wrote my last book, well, that was the plateau for that. And now what's the next book, right? So plateaus come in multiple places. And certainly, if you're a person who's climbing a business mountain, so to speak, and we all are, if any entrepreneur is going uphill, I would hope, and sometimes we might slide down a little bit, whatever, but you got to just, and that's the plateau. Like when you reach a plateau of whatever success in whatever area you're having, I think the next question is, you know, what's next? So plateaus happen for me, you know, when I finish writing a book, when I'm full on my consulting and need to open up a new program, when I've delivered a publicity course. They happen all the time. And that's the good news, I think, because it creates a wonderful new challenge of what's next.
You know, it's interesting that you describe a plateau in what I was hearing with two factors. One is working in your business, so what you're actually, the offering that you're actually creating. And the second is working on your business, like, you know, business development, marketing, PR, and that the plateau could be either in your business or on your business.
Yes, it could be either in your business or on your business. And I think it is both. I really do. And, you know, if you're staying awake, so to speak, to it, you know, there's constant decisions and which way will I go next and, you know, that's all important.
Yep. So now, you know, as we're climbing the mountain, it's it can be, we can get very caught up in the climbing process, and it can be very exhilarating as you're climbing. Then when you get to the plateau, how have you felt in some of the scenarios that you've just described?
Sometimes relieved. You know, I think, I mean, for me, and I have climbed mountains as well as in my business, there's when you reach that plateau, it's like, there's beauty in enjoying the view. You know, like I just turned my latest book manuscript, The Prophet of Kindness, that's what the book's called, into my publisher. Well, that's a plateau. You know, I'm taking a breath. I turned a manuscript in. And guess what? Now I have to get the endorsements. I have to plan the PR campaign. I have to get my speaking ready. And there's still constant action. So even when you're at the plateau, you know, first thing is, let's just take a breath. Enjoy the view. pat ourselves on the back for what we've accomplished, because usually when you reach a plateau, you've managed to accomplish something up to that point. So, and oftentimes the view is very, very beautiful and excellent from a plateau. So I tend to take a breath, enjoy and celebrate my victory, and plan what's next.
You know, I think what you've said is really important, that we need to take time to celebrate wins.
Yes.
Because if we don't, it can be, we can be really hard on ourselves when we're at that plateau. And all we worry about is what's next, not celebrating what we've just accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, there's always so much to celebrate. And, you know, just staying in business is a celebration. And, you know, making clients happy and giving your knowledge and sharing your gifts, whatever they are, that's all celebration. And, you know, there's always next step. There's always another mountain to climb. There's always a next plateau. But I think we must acknowledge every really step we take. Because just to take a step is a major celebration, I think.
Yeah, look, way too often we spend too much time agonizing over taking that first step before we actually do. And we'd be much better off just stepping and see where we go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And it's that old thing, you know, it's like you can't fly if you don't step off the mountain, right?
That's right.
And there's some old wonderful parable about that, about, you know, step off the mountain and I'll give you the wings to fly with. I mean, you have to take the steps.
Jill, how important is publicity in helping us both climb the mountain and navigate what happens at the plateau?
Well, publicity, what I love about it is it helps you at every step of your business. When you're starting your business, when you're to the next step of the business, throughout the business, it gains you prospects, it gets you credibility, familiarity, visibility, trust in the marketplace. That's the power of publicity. And it keeps your name out there so that you can continue to climb the mountain with great ease and get to the plateau and break the plateau, because you'll have success and people will know your name, which is essential to success.
Jill, talk to me a little bit about this issue of trust and what that means for people who are entrepreneurs, how our emotions play into our feeling about trust and being trusted, and how we can utilize publicity to support us.
Well, you know what's interesting is if you think about it, I mean, who do we buy services from, or choose a store to shop at, or really lots of our choices, whether from what movie we're going to see to what place we're going to shop at, what consultant we're going to hire, particularly with regard to small business owners, trust is very important. You will ask your colleagues and friends, who should I hire? You'll ask for referrals. Referrals, I wrote a book called Get Noticed, Get Referrals, is all based on trust. And having someone deliver good services to you and products, you know, that not only you're proud of, but that the other person really receives well and is able to utilize well. So the great thing about publicity is it keeps spreading your name, your message, what story you have out in the world. And then people will see the name of your business and that credibility begins. The trust gets deeper. People will know your name. And, well, that's an important piece of business is recognition. And I don't mean winning awards. I mean recognizing your business name and recognizing who you are in the marketplace. And that's a real key.
And the value that you offer.
Exactly.
And one of the things that I've noticed with people who are at plateaus, particularly if they've had a lot of ups and downs, is there could be some fear associated with the next step, and sometimes lack of confidence around, well, what should I do next? I've tried different tactics, and some things haven't worked so well, or I've had problems with my team, and I'm reluctant to try to build a better team. I've try to enter new markets and haven't really had so much success at gaining a foothold in a new market, or I've tried different sales tactics and haven't really had such great success with conversions. One of the things that I've observed is that there seems to be a confidence issue that may translate into the entrepreneur not really trusting himself or herself as much as he or she may have in the past. So I'm wondering what you've seen in your work and how that might play into being able to be public in the way that you've described in order to get your name out there and be trusted if you're not trusting yourself first.
Well, you know, listen, we're all people who are finding our ways. And one of the things I invest in is coaches and consultants that keep me on track and going the right direction and giving me specific advice based on their expertise. So I like to trust my experts who I hire, consultants who I hire, and then I trust my gut, my intuition. Mm-hmm. And you have to trust your intuition and your gut. You know, some people might feel more comfortable with that than others, but I've learned over the years that I have great intuition. I get to use it with my clients. I get to use it with myself. I get to use it with my business. And I think it's important to trust oneself and then to know again that if we take a step and we fail, well, you just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and take another step in another direction. And, you know, part of business is failure. If you look at any of the great people in the world of the history of accomplishment, Thomas Edison, I can't even remember how many failures he had. Chicken Soup for the Soul, one of the, you know, they've sold 83 million copies of Chicken Soup for the Soul, but they went to 120 publishers who said no to them. We don't want to publish this book. So, you know, who trust it, and also just picking yourself up when something goes awry is part of business. And you certainly can't be put off by the fact that sometimes we're just going to fail, or we're going to fall down, or something's not going to go right. It just, it's part of business. And if again, if you look at any great accomplisher in the world, they've all had failures. They've all had places where they, you know, fell on their face and maybe embarrassment. But, you know, it's interesting because even in the PR for all that, I think there tends to be a human sympathy, you know, like they're there. It's okay. We understand. You're human. That's a good thing.
That's part. Well, it's part of authenticity, isn't it? Being opening up and making yourself vulnerable.
And that you're not always, you know, perfect, and your business isn't perfect, and things happen. And I think anyone who doesn't say that is lying, you know, or they're covering things up, which is fine. And sometimes, you know, image is everything. But I think that what is key is to tell yourself the truth about your business and then see where you need the help. Like, fill in the blanks. Where do we need help? And we all need help. It's a good thing.
What are some tips you can offer about how to tell yourself the truth about your business?
Well, one thing is get a coach. You know, I know when I have to turn in my P&L statement to my coach, there's no lying about that. You know?
The numbers don't lie.
No, the numbers don't lie. And, you know, sometimes it's like, seriously, Jill? So, you know, I think getting a coach is really important. And at that, and being engaged in whatever practice you need to keep yourself, I guess what I'd call it, is centered. You know, I have a meditation practice. I make sure my self-care is good. You know, that's something entrepreneurs forget about. But, you know, the other day, I think I needed a nap in the middle of the day, and I had to cancel something with one of my clients and just said, you know, I'm not feeling great right now, and I hope you'll excuse me, and can we please reschedule our session? And the answer was yes. And funny enough, it worked out better for them. I always find telling the truth of people works better for everybody. And, you know, so I am big on take care of yourself, whatever that means. And make sure that you're having the life you really want. Because, you know, being an entrepreneur and being a small business owner is no small task.
It's a lot harder than being an employee, I think.
It certainly is.
People who are employees don't realize it.
Oh, yes. Not to mention we don't get paid vacations, but that's another story.
Paid what? What? Vacation?
Paid vacations.
What's that word?
Exactly. Right. You know? So anyway.
Let's talk a little bit more about this issue of help, because I think you have identified something that's really important. Help and also being honest with yourself and being honest with whoever you have brought on to help you about where you are and where you want to go. What's been some of the more transformational help for you in your journey?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I always have spiritual teachers engaged, so to speak, because I feel that it begins here, number one, inside me, Jill. And that is, you know, what is, so for me, having spiritual teachers, being on a spiritual path is really important. And I don't mean religious, I mean spiritually based and looking at what I need to fulfill that part of Jill. That's really important to me. And then also, you know, a business coach who keeps me on track with my numbers, you know, those numbers. So that's really important, and that helps me a lot. I have a trainer for exercise because God knows when he isn't around, I may not do my exercise. And even today he said, you know, so how are your crunches going? I said, well, when I don't see you, I haven't done them this past week. And okay, you know, so at least we know what's true. So I think just really being honest about where are the gaps. And for me, I know sometimes if I don't have a trainer, I may not exercise. You know, so, and I really had to put in my calendar my, I call it turtle time now, where like when I come back from speaking at a conference and I'm on the road for a week, I have a turtle time day, and it could be a day of the week, by the way, like a Monday or a Tuesday, if I've been traveling all week, where I'm not doing anything. And that's a beautiful thing. So I think just really allowing ourselves to have what we need to take care of ourselves is really important.
All of ourselves, not just our business.
That's right. It is all of ourselves. Because you know what? In my business, I'm Jill delivering my speeches, my publicity courses, my consulting to my clients. And that Jill needs to feel nourished in every way and takes care of herself and dynamic and has the energy to deliver what I need to deliver to that client and what they should expect.
Yeah, it's so true. So now let's talk a little bit about your specialty, which is publicity. How can publicity, let's give some tips to the audience. How can publicity really help move things forward?
So a couple things. Well, publicity is your message. It's really your message. And what's the message that you want out to the world so that other people know who you are, but in the way that you want to be seen, whether you have a product or a service, you know, whatever your business is, the power of publicity will bring you more clients and will get you more prospects. I like to call it the I've heard of them somewhere syndrome, right? And so that, you know, people know who you are is really important. They know your name, they know what you're offering, and that's a key. That's really a key.
Do you think it matters whether your prospective audience actually listens to your message or just knows that your message is out there?
You know, I wish I could say that they listen and read everything you put out, but my coach really upset me about a month ago when he said, you know, Jill, people aren't reading your stuff. It's not like they don't like you or don't want to, but who has time? Now, that's not to say they don't read any of my stuff, or they don't occasionally see my Facebook posts, or they might read my email newsletter. So they're reading some things, but certainly I don't fool myself to think that people are reading 100% of what I put out there. You know, when I look at what my open rate is on my newsletter, I'm getting maybe 20%, and I'm thinking, okay, how do I reach? So that's a plateau, right? How do I reach the other 80%?
Mm-hmm. And actually 20% compared to many mailing
lists is amazing.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes it's 13% and sometimes it's 15%. But I'm just saying, very good open rate. It's a decent open rate. But my mind goes to, well, how do I reach the other 80%? And what will they be looking at? And how are my Facebook posts doing? And how am I talking to people on LinkedIn? We have a lot to manage these days with all kinds of ways to reach people. It's sort of a good news, bad news. That means you have to think about all these other elements and create a strategy for them too.
So you're raising actually a really interesting question in my mind, because like you, I also create a lot of content, and I don't fool myself that everybody who follows me listens to everything, because it's for sure it's not true. But yes, some people do listen to some of it, and some people do get inspired by some of it, which is great. The question I have is, so as entrepreneurs who create publicity for ourselves, what should we be thinking about in terms of how to have an impact on our audience, knowing that it's a very crowded environment that we live in?
Well, a couple of things. Most importantly, first of all, your message. Second of all, showing up in the media. Like, I have this wonderful thing I do in the publicity course where we write an announcement that goes into your local business journal and your local daily paper. There's always this section, this fabulous section called People in the News. And my clients learn how to get in there every 60 days. So there's ongoing name recognition, creating the I've heard of them somewhere syndrome, which drives your clients to you. So that's really, you've got to have some strategies that keep your name out consistently. That's a key.
That's great. What else?
So this announcement strategy is really, I just dropped a really great strategy on you to do that every 60 days, writing a 4-sentence, and literally an announcement, not a press release, of something that you've created or done or won an award for or been appointed to a new board of directors or somebody that you've hired. That's a wonderful thing to do. And then I like to say, use everything you've got. So, for instance, in my latest publicity course, I was doing it live in Los Angeles, and there was a gentleman there. We were talking to him about this, and he realized, oh my gosh, I'm Pakistani. There are 5 Pakistani newsletters in the city of Los Angeles. He had not been in any one of them. So by using everything you've got regarding your ethnicity, your religion, being a male or female, going into your church synagogue newsletters, Rotary, what are we forgetting about that perhaps we could also still be using? Really helpful. And support your name in getting out there.
Yeah. How much do you find people have reluctance to promote themselves impacts how well they do with regard to this kind of publicity?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of shy people I've worked with, introverts, people who need confidence building, and great. Guess what? When you have a script for publicity and you know what to say, and you know how to do publicity the right way without spending a fortune, which is what I specialize in, then, you know, the good news is you have a system that works ongoingly, no matter if you're shy, introverted, if you think you lack self-confidence. The good news is, that you end up having it because you know what to say, which is really a big part of the solution, is just know what to say. That's always the key.
Yeah, I think if you're really clear with yourself on what your message is, it makes it much easier to use it over and over in different scenarios. I think you're 100% right. Jill, whom do you know personally who has been really successful at smashing plateaus?
Well, a couple people. One of my coaches, James Malinchuk, I think is excellent at this. He's been teaching people how to speak, and he teaches this fabulous workshop called Big Money Speaker. And been doing this for numbers of years. And then he got featured on ABC's Secret Millionaire TV show. And I saw that took him to a whole nother level. You know, all of a sudden he's on national TV, and then he got to promote that and what that did for his career. And I got to follow all that while I was, you know, really, I'm still continuing to be coached by him. And it just was marvelous to watch him break that plateau, watch him be doing something for years and then go to a whole nother level, now being a TV star, you know, like that. How wonderful that is.
Pretty cool.
Yes, very cool.
And what are you up to? What's new and exciting? You have a new book coming out soon. What else is going
on? Yes. Well, I'm thrilled to say that I have a new book called The Prophet of Kindness. It's due out in January 2017. So what I'm focused on right now is my new plateau, a mountain, whatever you want to call it, which is I'm creating a home study system around this. I'm going to create kindness circles around this and give me a whole next level of who Jill is in business. I'm going to be speaking for corporations on the topic of kindness. So I'm very excited about what this is bringing and how this is helping me move to my next level.
That's great. What are kindness circles for those who don't know?
Well, I don't want to say too much about it because we're actually still creating it, but let me just say what we want to do is have circles of kindness in different geographic regions that meet both locally and virtually, and have people be more kind to each other, meaning really be able to ask for acts of kindness and receive them from peers and colleagues.
That's great.
Thank you.
So we look forward to hearing more about that. Jill, how can listeners learn more about you?
Thank you for asking. What I did was prepared a free gift for your listeners. And it's, if you like these publicity tips, there's even more of them with a wonderful download on fabulous publicity tips you can use immediately. And what you do to get that is go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. Also, I'd love to talk to you about if you have specific needs or you have books that you'd like to get published or have self-published a book. I help people get foreign rights deals. But if you have a particular publicity need that you'd like to talk to me specifically about, please give our office a call at 415-883-5455. I'll just repeat the number again. It's 415-883-5455.
So listeners, if you have questions, please get in touch with Jill. She has a lot of great resources and expertise. And it's been great talking with you, Jill, about publicity, plateaus in business and life, and how to move forward and achieve your dreams. So thank you again for joining us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been speaker, author, and consultant Jill Lublin. Thank you again, Jill, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by 10 Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. What has your experience been getting help when you've hit a plateau? What would you like to learn through this podcast that would give you the support you need? Let's continue the discussion. Connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter, and please share this episode with your colleagues and friends. It would also help a great deal if you would write a review on iTunes so that new people can find us. I hope you've enjoyed what you've learned. I know your time is precious, and I want to thank you for spending some of it with us today.